And in my peaceful sleep that I was sleeping now, it was again about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up because I felt these something on the bed. And I woke up and all these demons, these little men, that they were the ones that were driving me crazy before. I presume they were, because there's about 20 or 30 of them all over the bed, jumping on the bed, on the floor. And I woke up and they were just there. And now I know that they were the ones that were driving me nuts and that were tormenting me for all the time. And I'm looking at them and they were trying to suggest, one had a bottle of something. One was doing a homosexual act on another one. One was acting like, because these things are rubbery. If you ever seen them, they're like elastic. They can make faces and things like a comedian, like an imitator or a comedian can. And one of them was trying to act like a hooker would, you'd think, or a whore or something on the street, like shaking his body and stuff. And they were trying to suggest to me, but I was so full of the Spirit and such holiness, had so much of God was in me that, you know, God doesn't think evil. And I'm looking at these things and they were trying to suggest to me. And they couldn't, and it was repulsive to me that these emotional things they were doing. And I was thinking of rebuking them, and then one come up and put his hand in my mouth. One of them grabbed me by the throat. And I just looked at him, and it didn't do anything. And before, I couldn't get the words out. I go to say, "Lord, rebuke you," and I get a half out, and they ran. Some ran, some disappeared, some they went through the walls. They just, like somebody dropped a bomb, and they just scattered, and they all disappeared. And then after that, I don't know how many days after that, it's usually, I remember it was like on a Friday or Thursday when nobody would sleep, till my father come home, because, you know, it was going to be a big fight, a big argument. He was going to be drunk. Somebody was probably going to get beat up. So it was this Friday following this thing. My mother was there as usual, trying to get the supper ready, waiting for him to come home, trying to keep it warm, because he used to have an argument if his supper wasn't ready or if it was cold. Of course, he would never come home on time anyway. And I was sitting there and watching my mother fret about him coming home, and a demon, one of the little creatures again, came up through, I think the first one came up either, was it, came up through the floor by the couch, or someone would come, sometimes would come out through the closet. And I'm watching this little thing walk across the floor, and he's looking at me, and I'm trying to talk to my mother about not hating my father, and it looked at me, and it didn't want me to talk to her, because it knew it had her. And I'm trying to tell her not to hate the father, and I'm trying to tell her, and of course, if I said anything, she would just swear at me anyway. And I'm trying to tell her because God loves her, and I get cursed at some more, and this thing's got a grin on its face, and it's walking up to her, and I'm trying to tell her about forgiveness and love and things of God, and I'm getting cursed at, and this thing's got a smirk, and it jump up on his shoulder and sit there, and I can see this thing talking to her, waiting for my father to come home. And then he comes walking in the door. Then at different times these things happen. It jumped in her. I seen it disappear into her head. And then she would start on him. And then I'd see one come up and jump on him, and he'd start on her. That's why when I was growing up, they would be fighting with each other all the time. Or if one time I saw one come up and she's waiting for him to come home, try and keep his supper warm or get it ready, and it jumped on her. But it went down inside of her, and the Lord showed me all of a sudden. I seen right through her, and I could see the wall behind her, and I seen this thing when it jumped in her, because I was wondering where it went. And it curled up in a little ball in her stomach, and it was laying there, waiting for him to come home. And when he come home, I just saw it curl up in a ball there in her, and then I didn't see it. The Lord just showed me what happened when it went in there. And then when he came home, it came up, and I seen it looking out through her eyes, and it started on him again. Or then sometime it would be one of jump on him the same way. And if I would go to rebuke him, usually they'd jump in him, in her or in him before I could rebuke him. And if I would rebuke him, they'd run over and grab them anyway or get behind him so I couldn't see him, or I'd try to rebuke him, and then I would get cursed at from the mother to father, whoever I was trying to rebuke him from. So stuff like that was going on for a while. I don't know, for maybe the first or second week after I met the Lord. And so I didn't know what to do about this. I still don't have a Bible, and I still didn't know about Christians or anything like that. So I figured I'd ask God about it. So I remember praying about different things, and why this was going on and that. And I don't know what, how many days later it was, but I woke up in the middle of the night again from my sleep. And there was a great big man standing there. It was an angel. And he come down, I woke up and his presence woke me up. When I turned around and saw him, if you ever been startled by a dog barking at you when you walk by an alley or something, a vicious dog, my hair stood up on my head and my arms, I could feel it. And what a scare. And this guy was about 9 foot tall. When I stood on side the bed, he had a big sword in his hand, and the top of his sword, his hand was resting on his sword, was equal to the top of my head. That's how big he was. And I had to look up at him. He was up to the ceiling, huge. And he had a little shield like you see in the movies, a Roman shield, a little round one with a little point on it. One hand across his chest, and his other hand was on a great big sword. And he had his eyes, like it says, the Bible says, his eyes were like fire. And when he spoke, it rolled. His voice rolled like it says a brook. It's something you have to hear, because spiritual things is hard to put into words and earthly things. But his voice rolled. And all I could think of, and he looked like he, if you see somebody embalmed that doesn't have emotions, that's just laying there in pale white, this guy was white and clean looking, but it don't look like he had any heart or any emotions. He just looked, he didn't look cold, but he looked like if you said do it, he would do it. I mean, this guy was bad news. All I could think about was falling down at his feet, because he's going to take that sword and whack my head off any minute just because, and not even feel anything about it. And as soon as I thought that and went to bow down a little bit, he said, "See thou do it not." And well, he said, "Don't do it," so I ain't going to do nothing until he says so. He says, "See thou do it not." So I stopped. He says, "Behold, greatly beloved of the Lord, I'm Gabriel. I'm sent from the presence of the Lord." He said, "The Lord has chosen you to bear his name at the time of the end." And he took me by the hand, and all of a sudden we shot off. I remember, well, it's a lot of things I don't remember, because this happened almost 50 years ago. I'm not a young guy anymore. But he took me up, and I saw some visions from heaven, and he brought me back. I remember some different things I saw, but now in my old age, I used to hold on to a lot of the visions and different things, and now I just figure it's all recorded in heaven, so...